Months after the Arkansas Plant Board voted to loosen restrictions on a controversial herbicide, its damaging effects are still being felt. As KUAR's Daniel Breen reports, farmers aren't the only ones being affected.
A crop duster buzzes over a squat brick building set among roughly 800 acres of row crops. Inside, a mix of scientists, local growers, and plant board members prepare to get an up-close look at an all-too-familiar problem. They'll be touring the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture's Northeast Research and Extension Center in Keyser, near the banks of the Mississippi River. Plant board chair Greg Hay prepares the group for what they're about to see.
Again, I want to stress that we're here to look, listen, and learn. It's one thing to see photographs of dicamba damage. It's another thing to see it firsthand. On a landscape scale.
Jason Norsworthy has warned this same group about the herbicide dicamba many times. It's used on fields of genetically modified cotton and soybeans and has a tendency to cause damage to non-tolerant crops. Norsworthy, a weed scientist at the U of A, says that's cost the Division of Agriculture roughly 250 acres of experiments worth about $500,000.
We're not going to see any research today in terms of research, my research. We're going to start off by looking at some breeding plots, but in terms of the research, all the research here is gone. We'll talk about that more once we get out there. But let's get on the trailers. We're going to load up and we'll head to the field.
The plant board first restricted dicamba's use in 2017 after it received thousands of complaints of damage. In February, after a group of farmers complained, the board voted to push the last legal date when dicamba can be sprayed to May 25th instead of April 15th. When dicamba is mixed with other herbicides like Roundup, it's more likely to vaporize in high temperatures. But the landscape of the Arkansas Delta poses a problem called atmospheric loading. Much like the way mountains trap pollutants in cities like Los Angeles, dicamba vapor is trapped in the Delta by Crowley's Ridge. Temperature inversions, which increase the concentration of pollutants, also happen frequently in the Delta.
This is what you're going to see over the entire station right there. The entire station's going to look like this. Some areas going to be worse. Some areas may be a little better if the beans were larger. Very uniform symptoms.
But soybean farmers in Arkansas haven't had the easiest season, and some swear by dicamba as the most effective way to get rid of an invasive plant called pigweed. The group inspects a field of mature soybean plants. Most of their leaves show the trademark cupping indicative of dicamba damage. Norsworthy says it's proof that neighboring growers violated the May 25th cutoff.
We have had symptoms on these beans since May the 25th. There has been no cease in spraying around here, because if they had stopped spraying, you would eventually had some good growth in the top of that bean. But we've had constant exposure since May the 25th.
Tom Burnham planted non-dicamba tolerant beans this year at his farm in far northeast Arkansas, since heavy rains delayed planting past the spraying cutoff date. That proved to be a mistake, he says, since most of his crop is showing damage.
It's the company's fault. There's no doubt about it. They got a faulty product. I mean, they got the Ford Mustang that blows up when run into the back of it, man.
But aside from blaming Bayer Crop Science and BASF, the largest makers of dicamba, Burnham has another theory as to why damage is so bad this year.
And I've been told from reliable sources that as far as enforcement of this, it's being winked at all the way from the top of this state's government. Hey, don't fine them, don't enforce it, hinder
plant board.
I'm going up higher than the state plant board. I'll tell you that right now.
Farmers can be fined as much as $25,000 for illegal spraying, but so far this year, out of the 114 alleged dicamba complaints on file with the board, the 9 cases that have been closed have all found no violation. But Norsworthy says it's nearly impossible to find who's guilty when the atmosphere is full of dicamba.
And yeah, they're spraying all around. So my question, is it coming from there? Is it coming from there? Is it coming from there? Yeah, it's coming from all of them. You can't point. There is no way anyone will ever go out here and tell me the field this stuff came out of.
After the tour, Crittenden County grower Franklin Fogelman, who led the group of farmers that got the spraying cutoff date pushed back, asks Chair Greg Hay what the plant board will do next.
The one thing that we could probably all agree on, everybody would say, that a lack of inaction about a plan for 2022 2020. It's one thing that could be bad for every producer.
He says he doesn't expect any change in regulations at the next board meeting in September, but Norsworthy says despite numerous tweaks to the rules surrounding dicamba, growers and researchers are still stuck with the same problems.
I mean, it's the plant board's decision as to what they do, how they move forward. Again, I don't think anything's going to happen anytime soon, but there's a 2020 growing season, and as I said earlier, I mean, 17 is come and gone, 18's come and gone, 19 is come and gone, and we're still where we were at the start of this.
Daniel Breen, KYR News.